Welcome back to this State of Opportunity special. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's get the latest take on access to childcare in preschool. Susan Broman is with the Michigan Department of Education, where she is the Deputy Superintendent of the P-20 System and Student Transition. Susan, so glad to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Explain your job title to us. Exactly what do you do?
The P-20 is really thinking about early childhood, career, and tech education, as well as special education.
So quite a broad portfolio. So I'm so glad we could get you to kind of get your thoughts on the situation, for example, that we heard from Amanda Hood describing her family's dilemma in 2013. So they didn't have the money to pay for their littlest, for their two-year-old to go to preschool. But if she could have gotten into early Head Start, mom could have gone to work and brought in enough money to start to pay for it. So it was like such a catch-22. Is that a common story in our state?
It is still somewhat of a common story, but things have gotten remarkably better on that score. And you think about in April of 2011, Governor Snyder did an education reform speech, and that's where he announced that he was forming the Office of Great Start. He issued an executive order in June of 2011. 2012, the legislature requires the Office of Great Start to develop a plan. What are you going to do in this new Office of Great Start? And that's where we really surveyed well over 1,700 Michiganders about what was working well in early childhood, what wasn't working, and what they wanted to see different. I say that's our guidebook, and I'm sticking to it, and I've been working it since then.
Well, since that report, we know Governor Snyder and the legislature have added a total of $130 million expanding the Great Start Readiness Program. So what has that meant for families and for kids?
Well, what that means in simple terms is that we went from serving 28,000 kids to 38,000 kids, which is significant. When the bill was passed, the budget bill to do this, the legislature also did some changes with the Great Start Readiness Program and targeted it to people at 250% of the federal poverty level, with 10% being over that level. So again, there's an income eligibility requirement for the Great Start Readiness Program. But they also expanded it and required that all ISDs that receive the funding and then distribute it give the funding at least 30% of the slots to community-based organizations.
And ISDs, just for everybody who's not familiar with that term.
Intermediate school districts, and there are 54 in Michigan. And so what basically goes on is that they distribute the slots to community-based organizations as well as schools, and they're serving people who are at 250% of the federal poverty level or below, and they can serve 10% over that income level. What's also required from a quality perspective is that all of the schools as well as the community-based organizations have to be rated at least a 3-star in the Michigan quality rating system. So assuring quality and boosting availability and options for parents in the community. So it's not simply a school-based program, but it's across diverse settings.
Susan, I know there have been many studies and recommendations, particularly focusing the 21st Century Education Commission report, recommending that all four-year-olds have access to preschool. So I know you're saying right now with all the additional money, there's 38,000 little ones in. How are we doing on that goal of all four-year-olds with access?
Well, we're serving like 38,000 in the Great Start Readiness Program, serving another 15,000 in Head Start. And so if you think about it, there's around 110,000 four-year-olds in Michigan. So we're halfway to that mark.
So we got a long way to go.
Yes, we have a long way to go to have four-year-old preschool available for all children. Superintendent Whiston went one up on that, and not only is looking for preschool for all four-year-olds, but also preschool for all three-year-olds. His target is for all four-year-olds by 2020 and all three-year-olds by 2025.
And there we go, because you wonder, with the littlest ones, that was certainly the problem the Hood family faced, was finding a slot for their 2-year-old. So, what will it take to get us to that point where we can have more of these littlest ones in and also the preschool for all 4-year-olds?
Well, quite frankly, if I take a page out of what happened with the Great Start Readiness Program, there was an incredible amount of support from the business community and philanthropic community, as well as within government, as well as obviously the studies that proved the effectiveness of our preschool program. So it was really a broad coalition of people who were advocating for the expansion of preschool. So I would suspect that's the same thing that's going to need to happen this time, especially expanding into the 3-year-olds.
Do you think that the lawmakers and the policymakers who set the budgets, who write the policies, truly understand the struggles low-income families face in Michigan?
Not really, because I think it's really difficult to figure out all of the pieces of the puzzle that low-income families are trying to put together to keep their families safe and comfortable. And, you know, one piece falls out and another piece is in trouble. So one of the things that I'm proud of that has happened with childcare in Michigan, and this is just one example of how this works, when people were deemed eligible for childcare, and by the way, Michigan's eligibility for childcare is probably one of the strictest in the country. What happened is when they got to a certain financial level, they were off childcare. So they couldn't really advance. During the last 2 years, we've been able to change the policy that once a person is on childcare, that they continue to stay on childcare subsidy until they get to 250% of the federal poverty level, which allows a person to progress and not lose their childcare subsidy.
Doesn't help if you take a step forward and then get pushed 2 steps back.
Right, and that's what was happening. And so people were making decisions about jobs and all that because they saw, okay, I'm going to have now this childcare expense that's not that my job or my increase in pay is not going to even out. And I, as I say to people all the time, you just have to do the math and figure out how difficult it is and how people are making decisions about these things.
Susan, how much of all of this depends on federal dollars?
Well, the child care subsidy program in Michigan, which is the child care development program, which funds child care subsidy across the state of Michigan, that is primarily federally funded. However, the state must also match a certain portion of the funds.
Well, the reason I'm asking is, as we know, the proposed budget from President Trump is hard on the social service kind of programs. I mean, how might it hit Michigan's children and families if the administration cuts or eliminates this funding?
Well, it'd be a significant blow. If you think about it, and probably this is a good time to be talking about it, when Michigan is at this level of employment, people are scrambling to find workers to fill jobs. And a fair number of people, when they say, why are they not working, a barrier is, in fact, childcare and reliable childcare. That proposal, if in fact it goes through, will be a significant blow to Michigan, as well as to, obviously, families, but is also going to continue to erode our talent pool and the availability of people to enter the job market, because that's one of the barriers that's mentioned frequently is, number one, finding adequate childcare, and number two, the cost of childcare. And again, I say, do the math. If you're paying $10,000 per child in childcare, what is the salary that you would have to make to realize that?
How satisfied are you, Susan, personally, as you look at the availability and access to childcare and preschool for these low-income families in our state?
Well, we're obviously, I have a pretty high bar, and we're not there. But I would have to say that we are moving in the right direction. Governor Snyder's budget proposal for this year includes an increase in child care reimbursement rates for the child care subsidy program across the board. That's the first time we've had an across-the-board increase even talked about since 2008. That's significant in movement in the right direction.
Susan Broman is with the Michigan Department of Education, where she's deputy superintendent of the P-20 system and student transition. Susan, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.